Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 seconds.
By the 1950s, TV was king. Why throw down your coins for a ticket to the local cinema when you could watch TV for free from the comfort of your sofa in your slippers? But then early TV was still trying to figure out how to fill all those hours of programming. But what if they could bring the world of film into television? That's what Columbia Pictures did in 1957 when its subsidiary, Screen Gems, packaged 52 old horror classics from the 30s and 40s, Dracula, Frankenstein, The Invisible Man, and sold them under the name Shock Theater to local TV markets. A year later, Shock Theater hit Minnesota. Minneapolis's late-night showing was hosted by local TV personality Mal Jass. While up in Duluth, a 20-something actor named Herb Taylor threw on some makeup and dark clothes to become that city's creature feature host. With Shock Theater, local stations were able to fill out their late-night slots, while also bringing new life to old horror flicks on the small screen.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.